My first slaughter, my first fever in the tundra in Yamal. As a master student, I had been moving with reindeer herders in the summer before, specifically in the polar Ural Mountains, but it wasn't until autumn 1998 when I first went to the Yamal tundra in autumn. I couldn't wait to go to the tundra finally, and with the help of Dmitry Kharalia, then director of the Safros Yarselinsky, I was able to catch a ride to the trading post of Portsiacha, from where it was not far away to the then southernmost herders who were driving specifically the weak animals closer to the trading post for a pre-slaughtering campaign slaughter of those animals who would be too weak to walk all the way to the village of Yarselim. The herders had gathered the reindeer before all the weak reindeer from the neighboring herds, and if I remember correctly, it was probably, most probably was a team from Brigade number 13 of Yarselinsky Safros, steering this process. So they were approaching the trading post, the Faktoria Portsiacha, and I was really happy that Kharalia arranged that I could stay with them for this period. I remember that there was a wonderful old Dyadushka who was helping me in a rowing boat to cross the Portsiacha River, which was still not frozen, but it was already, the landscape was already snow covered. So I arrived there in the Chum, and we were sitting there in the evening with the herders, and there was a young guy, I don't remember his name unfortunately right now from the top of my head, with whom we got along really well and had very nice talk. So when the evening came, I unpacked my sleeping bag, which was an American Army down a sleeping bag, and the young herder was impressed and offered me, why don't we swap? So I give you a Yagushka, which is the female reindeer, her the Chumra Botnica coat, in which people sleep in the Chum. And he said, why don't we swap? So you get the Yagushka and I get your sleeping bag. And as a young to be anthropologist, a student, I thought, yes, of course, that's the ideal thing. We should try out everything. So I get a Yagushka, what a nice offer. So I gave him easily my sleeping bag, and I got a Yagushka. But this was my first night in the Yamal tundra, in cold weather whatsoever. So I wasn't aware of all the specifics of how people would dress there. So I would just take my shoes off and just be in very thin socks and long johns, and then they would cover me with the Yagushka. Obviously, my legs were also a little bit longer than everybody else's. So the Yagushka covered me only down to the knees. And as the fire was going off and it was getting colder and colder in the Chum, I would guess the temperature probably went down to minus 15 or so outside. Inside maybe a little bit below zero, and I was lying there with half-naked legs under the Yagushka, and I got freezing cold, and I couldn't close an eye all night long. And looking back now, I'm thinking, like, how on earth, how stupid was I that I didn't realize that people were actually, obviously, they were all sleeping in their reindeer skin boots, the inside boots, the tobaki. But of course I didn't have them on. And the guy was probably also not attentive enough to check what I did have on, so he didn't. He offered me just the Yagushka and not the tobaki. So it was only part of their sleep cover. So in the morning I woke up and he said, oh, how did you sleep? And I said, it was terrible. I couldn't sleep and I was sneezing already and I had a headache and I felt really sick. And I asked him, how did you sleep? And he said, oh shit, it was so hot. And I asked him, did you have anything on? He said, yeah, of course. And I was seeing that he actually was sleeping in his clothes, how all the nenets sleep in their clothes, in the chum. Whereas obviously in a down sleeping bag, you're supposed to be undressed. So we were both making the same mistake, and we both had not really a comfortable night. The difference was just that he got too hot and I got too cold. So I had caught a flu in the end, and I had a pretty bad temperature, actually. But of course, on the other hand, then that day was going to be the slaughter day, and I couldn't wait to see it. So I tried to dress up and go out and participate in the slaughtering, because I was keen to learn how on the Yamal Peninsula they slaughter the reindeer. And we were having fresh reindeer blood meals, the ibad, and it was all really interesting. But at the evening, I was getting so bad that in the end, I asked to be brought back to the trading post, and then catch another ride to the village, because I thought I can't recover from that flu with the high temperature. I was probably going up then to 39 or so degrees. Just in the tundra, that I was afraid that I wouldn't recover there very well. So I went back to the village of Yarsale to recover there. So that was a wonderful, like looking back now, a wonderful classical example of a keen anthropologist to try out everything that he finds there without having yet the skills of observing of how actually people organize their domestic lives. So an example of keen participation without the observation skills. Back then as a student, the skills were not enough yet, my skills were not enough yet of participant observation. More keen on participating than on observing. So the punishment for that lack of skills was my first high fever in the tundra.